آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر.
In my case, it's like everything, house, the my like how my house has been scattered, my mind is scattered that way.
ये एनी हैं, ऑस्ट्रेलिया की नागरिक हैं और मेलबर्न में इनका घर है, लेकिन पिछले 8 महीने से ये भारत में फंसी हैं और फिलहाल लौटने का कोई इम्कान नजर नहीं आ रहा. ऐसे में इन्हें पता चला कि मेलबर्न स्थित इनके घर में चोरी हो गई है. किसी ने दरवाजा तोड़कर पूरा घर तहस नहस कर दिया.
एंड देन व्हेन ही स्टार्टेड गोइंग अप्रोचिंग द मेश डोर, ही सेड लाइक ओ माय गॉड द मेश डोर इज ओपन. आई सेड ओके, ओ माय गॉड लुक एट द मेन डोर. एंड देन व्हेन ही ट्राइड टू see the main door, the down, the bottom part was completely broken. And he was showing me, and I was like in shock, what am I seeing? Because everything's open and I can see all the clothes, everything everywhere. Sofas were ripped off. I can see.
Coronavirus ne aisa kahar barpaya hai ki lakhon zindagiyan tehas nehas ho gayi hain. Aur ye ve zindagiyan nahi hain jin par virus ne seedha hamla kiya hai. Ye ve zindagiyan hain jinka dard dikhai bhi nahi de raha. जैसे भारत में फंसे वे हजारों लोग जो कई महीनों से अपने घर से दूर हैं और लौटने के इंतजार में हैं. मसलन वामशी को 3 महीने अपने परिवार से दूर रहना पड़ा. पिछले महीने ही वो हैदराबाद से मेलबर्न लौटे और उसके बाद 14 दिन क्वारंटीन में बिताने के बाद अपने परिवार से मिले.
Since the situation is critical, this will not be comfortable for everyone. Everyone is in critical situation or everyone needs have their own priorities. Someone's job might be lost. And if he loses his job, his family planning will be lost. Mm. Or his mother, who might be in India and who might be in 60s, she will also become vulnerable if he loses his job. So priorities are same for everyone at this.
मौजूदा दौर में ऐसी कई पीढ़ियां हैं जिन्होंने इस तरह के हालात पहली बार देखे हैं. लोग अपने घरों में बंद हैं, लोग अपने शहरों में बंद हैं, लोग अपने देशों में बंद हैं. जब सीमाएं बंद होती हैं तो जिंदगियां भी बंद हो जाती हैं. आप अक्सर लोगों को ये कहते सुनते होंगे कि क्या जल्दी है लौटने की, अपने देश में है, सब ठीक होगा तो लौट आइएगा. पर यह कहना जितना आसान है, सच उससे ज्यादा कड़वा है. मधुकर निमाड़ा की नौकरी पर बनाई थी. ऑस्ट्रेलिया लौटने से पहले फोन पर बातचीत करते हुए उन्होंने हमें बताया था.
And other expenses like power bill and all this internet bill and phone bill, everything like comes up like $500. So it's almost like $2,100 to $2,200, including insurance and all this stuff. And it's hard to bear because I have a kid. Like, so we don't have any savings at the moment because we just got the PR.
Of course.
And I have a just little kid. So it's very hard for me. Like, I used all my credit cards at the moment.
And to, are you getting because, salary?
Sorry?
Are you getting your salary?
I'm not getting any salary because I'm not getting any money from the central link either.
Annie कहती हैं कि सारे काम रुक गए हैं, जैसे कि उनके बेटे का पासपोर्ट एक्सपायर हो रहा है और वो नए पासपोर्ट के लिए मशक्कत कर रही हैं.
My son's passport was getting expired. Is getting expired actually 20th of July this month. So I've called the Chennai consulate to ask because Chennai is looking after the South Australia, South India, and his Australian passport is getting expired because it's like 5 years passport. Like,
yes.
So when I've called the people in Australia, they said you can contact the local consulate, they would be able to help me. So I've checked online and it was Chennai which is looking after South India. So I've called the Chennai head office, the consular general, and they said like they actually need a birth certificate and his current passport. I've got my current passports, all everything's over here, but we don't have Australian citizenship certificate and the birth certificate. We don't keep them while traveling, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I kept all the originals, all the documents, whatever the house documents, all my originals back in my home in Australia.
वामशी ने सैकड़ों लोगों की ऑस्ट्रेलिया लौटने में मदद की है. वो बताते हैं कि अब भी सैकड़ों लोग लौटने की राह देख रहे हैं क्योंकि यहाँ ऑस्ट्रेलिया में उनका घर है और उनकी जिंदगियां हैं.
Because they have become citizens of Australia, so that is their hometown. They are on a visit to or a vacation to other country. It's like they're definitely feeling like they don't belong here, or that might be because of many reasons, like they have their own jobs, they have their own businesses there, they have their own properties there, and it's not like everyone will come along with the entire family and stay back. So there are many people, many families, like many wives with their kids here and husbands out there in Australia, and there are many husbands out here and their kids are in the kids and wives in the other country, in Australia. The reason they want to go back is they feel secured where they think they belong to. That's how human life is, right? So they think that they'll be feeling more secure in Australia because they've been living there since 10 years or 12 years or 15 years for many reasons. And yeah, they don't have anything here. They're worried about their jobs. Obviously, this will end maybe in 3 months. Let's say that by God's grace, it ends in 3 months. And what after that? Like anything can happen in 90 days. It's a long term. It's not like 1 week process. It's like 90 days. 90 days of unavailability to their normal life will definitely create problem to them.
ये एक ऐसा वक्त है जिसके बारे में किसी ने सोचा भी नहीं था. ना इसका पूर्वानुमान लगाया जा सकता था और ना भविष्य के बारे में कुछ अंदाजा लगाया जा सकता है. बस दुआ ही की जा सकती है. पर दुआएं क्या इस वक्त में काम आ रही हैं?
ऐसी ही और कहानियां सुनना चाहते हैं? एप्पल पॉडकास्ट, गूगल पॉडकास्ट, स्पॉटिफाई या फिर जहां आप पॉडकास्ट सुनते हैं वहां हम हैं.